The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went out along the sea. All the crowd came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the custom post. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed Jesus. While he was at the table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. Some scribes who were Pharisees saw that Jesus was eating with sinners and tax collectors and said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said to them, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. Those who are well do not need a physician. There's some double meaning in these words of our Lord. He speaks truly. We don't call a doctor if we're healthy. At least, I don't know normal people that do. But he also speaks condemnation against the scribes and the Pharisees who question his eating with the most reviled people of the land, the sinners and the tax collectors. The double meaning here is palpable. The scribes and the Pharisees are sick and in need of God's mercy just as much as the sinners, the tax collectors. But what separates these two groups is a wide chasm. The sinners and the tax collectors know that they are in need of God's mercy, that they need help, whereas the scribes and the Pharisees are absolutely clueless, thinking themselves already perfect before God. But Christ did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. My brothers and sisters, where do we stand? We'd like to think we'd be dining with Christ with all the sinners and tax collectors, and perhaps we would, but maybe not. The scribes and the Pharisees believed they were already justified before God, and so they made no attempt to get closer to him. Whereas the sinners and tax collectors knew they were far from him and listened to every word that poured forth from the mouth of our Lord. And I ask again, where do we stand? It's important that we pray for the understanding and wisdom to know our own hearts and to root out the self-righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, so that when Christ comes to us and says, "Follow me," we will immediately get up and follow him like Levi in the gospel today.